Nothing makes up a bigger share of local property taxes than schools, and the amount schools ask for from property taxpayers is directly linked to how much new money they get from the state. Todd Berry heads the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.
It's pretty much on autopilot. In order to keep school property taxes down, the state has to spend essentially more income and sales tax dollars.
This year, schools would get a small increase in the governor's budget proposal, which would give them lots of room to increase property taxes and still come in under state revenue limits. Republicans say that property tax increase will make it tougher for people to stay in their homes. But most GOP lawmakers have only talked about the need to cut in the governor's budget and have scorned most spending increases. That's significant, given that the state would need to spend hundreds of millions more to keep school taxes flat. Berry says it's been a familiar argument in Wisconsin.
Property taxes are the bloody shirt of Wisconsin politics, and all parties involved wave the shirt when it's convenient for them to score political points.
The governor says he's asked schools to spend wisely the next couple years and keep their property tax levies down. But there's nothing that requires schools to listen to the governor when it comes time to set their own budgets. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.